Yeah, Thursday morning, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock on Thursdays. Around this time, we talk to John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman, find out what's going to be on Behind the Mitten on Saturday. And shortly after we talked last week, they launched their latest contest, which is to find the best Mexican restaurant in Michigan. Guys, how you doing?
We're doing pretty fantastic.
I would say you've gotten a lot of submissions right off the bat. How many restaurants have been entered into this contest now?
Well, we had more than 1,600 nominations that came in from all over the state of Michigan, 300-plus restaurants. We know this because Amy and I spent a lot of time going over our list, and I think, Amy, didn't you check every single one of them?
Every single one of them. I tried to verify and make sure that they really existed, but we were really impressed with the sheer number of nominations. I mean, it's the most we've ever gotten for a contest. And that's just been amazing. So it shows that Mexican food is super popular in Michigan, and we have a lot of really great places to choose from.
Well, I guess so. What are some of the criteria that you're going to be using as you try and find the best Mexican restaurant?
Well, Amy and I will look for the best overall experience. Obviously, we want great food, pretty good menu. If a place just does, you know, just tamales or just tacos, that's fine. But we really want a good representation of Mexican cuisine, Mexican-inspired cuisine, great service. Good bargain. If they have a few drinks, like a margarita or a Tecate beer, we'd be happy with that too.
How long is it going to take you to narrow this list down? I mean, this is a major undertaking for your guys.
Yeah, it is a big deal. But what happens now is yesterday our polls went up on MLive.com, and now we want to ask everyone to vote for their favorites in the regional polls that we have up. So you can go to MLive.com and cast your vote for your favorite, and then John and I guarantee a visit to the top vote getter in every region, and then we'll put together probably another like 30 restaurants to visit based on reputation, history, passionate pleas from readers. We'll kind of put together a few more to visit. We'll probably go to about 40 different restaurants over the course of the next couple weeks.
I think what's interesting is that there are Mexican restaurants, authentic Mexican restaurants, in parts of Michigan where you wouldn't even expect to find Mexican restaurants.
Yeah, we thought it was pretty funny. We've got more than 10 nominations, I think, from the Upper Peninsula, including a couple of places that online look fantastic. One on Drummond Island that Amy and I can't believe is there's a Mexican restaurant on Drummond Island, but it looks pretty good.
There you go. You never know what you might find. Well, we'll be looking forward to following the progress of your search for the best Mexican restaurant in Michigan. In the meantime, what do you got coming up this Saturday?
Well, we should let you also know that in Port Huron, there is a contestant in the polls right now. So if your listeners want to vote for Tio Gordo's Cocina in Port Huron, you could vote today.
We know it well, and you guys may want to come over and visit Tio Gordo's. I would recommend it. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
put in a vote.
Very good to know. Very good to know.
Vote on MLive.com.
Yeah. Right.
So coming up on the show this weekend, Amy, what are we doing?
We are talking about Mexican restaurant search a little bit. We're also talking with our good friend, John, from Lula's Louisiana Kitchen in Owosso, about a party that we're having there next Thursday, May 17th. To premiere our video for MLive.com called Michigan's Best Day in Owosso. And so we're having a party at Lula's. Everyone's invited to come. There's going to be great food and drink and a band. You get to watch our new video about how to spend the day in Owosso eating and drinking your way across the city.
Sounds great. You guys have way too much fun. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Lucky. Yeah, we're pretty lucky.
All right. Yeah. Well, guys, have a great day. Safe travels. We'll be listening on Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.